We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. I'm talking about Alabama. Yeah, the show goes way on down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back over to Gadsden, parts of Georgia and Tennessee, and even Mississippi, thrown in just for good measure. So, number one of the Triple Dipper, I'm calling it Living a Lie. Living a Lie. So the genesis of this dipper and the fact that I just did that monologue a moment ago that I called Denying Reality, both of them came out of, you know, doing some research for the show this morning. I mean, sometimes I know what my monologue is going to be before I get to the day. A lot of times I don't. Sometimes I don't know till I start typing, I'll be honest. I mean, I get in there and I find a cause in my mind. I find a passion point. I find something that I feel like is important to convey, and it's just important to convey it in my own words, and so I do. Other times, it gets triggered by something, and this article is one of those. So a piece that came out in The Federalist dated yesterday. The Federalist, by the way, is just got some great writers, but the Federalist has this piece. It's called Denying the Sexes is Bigger Than Bathrooms and Sports. It's about forcing us all to live a lie. That's the headline. By the way, all these resources, if you go to our website, rightsideradio.org, when you hear we've got a triple dipper and you hear me rattling the paper, you know that we've got all these resources laid on for each one of the dippers. You can go to the website, rightsideradio.org, go to the spot where it says live stream. At the top of that page, it has a button for resources. You hit it, and you'll get to every single article that we use for the show. Anyway, The Federalist has this piece by somebody named Rebecca Silo. I don't know who Rebecca Silo is. I've never truly followed her, but I like this article. She starts off by saying that those of us who fight on the gender ideology front tend to focus on one or two aspects. Some go after the issue of men posing in women's spaces. Some advocate about the unfairness of women's sports with men in them. Some point out the harm of, you know, housing dangerous women or men, excuse me, in women's prisons. Some highlight women being erased in language, or many also work diligently to prevent children from being, you know, mutilated and changed. And she goes on to say, I hear that many people say if they'd leave the women and kids alone, the gender controversy would die down. If males dressed as females would just stay out of women's spaces, they'd be more accepted. But there's a much bigger issue here. The most offensive component, she says, is the denial of reality. So it goes on to say, in a different spot here, we're told that trans people have been around forever. We just haven't noticed them. If that's the case, then why is there a problem now? Because today is the first time they are no longer presenting as women or vice versa. They are now biologically and legally being recognized in every way as whatever they say they are. They've created the fantasy world, and we must live in it. And those who reject the fantasy will be punished. This is an extremely spot-on article, and that's exactly what we're dealing with, y'all. There is a lie being perpetrated on society that you can wake up one day and you can change your gender, and you can't. I have a law degree. I do not have a degree in medical sciences. In fact, I'll be first to admit that math and sciences were my most difficult subjects. Just were. But I have also got a worldview that is based upon years of experience, based upon being a somewhat well-read individual, and based upon having the common sense to look at the world around me and recognize that if you're born a male, you're a male. And if you're born a female, you're born a female. And the idea that you can notionally change that, and that we should all go, oh, look, I'm so sorry. I do recognize you as, name it, today. Do what you will. I mean, are you aware that there are laws that actually provide that women have a right to the question of security in their own minds? In other words, if a man wants to go into the women's room and the woman then feels threatened because the man came in, the woman has a legal right to a sense of security in places where she should otherwise have privacy. It's real. I wrote a piece on it years ago. But we're fighting right now not just a culture war, but a war about rationality and common sense and norms. And folks, I'm telling you, they are determined that we should live a lie. And they will tell us that when they come into bathrooms and locker rooms or get involved in women's sports and win all the medals, or that when a man who says he's a woman gets put into a woman's prison, that we'll never have an issue. Or for that matter, that when you erase the word male from biological studies in schools and replace it with, you know, birthing people and persons who produce sperm, like we talked about yesterday. You look at it and go, that's just the stupidest thing I've ever heard. And somebody sits there at their desk coming up with this stuff going, well, I think this would be the way to handle it. What a stupid thing to do. I mean, this is the height of jackassery. But the truth is, even trying to deal with this from a position of patience, because I'll be honest with you, I don't hold ill will against people who have a different belief. No, I don't. If you have a different belief, if you, for that matter, have a issue that you're struggling with, like gender dysphoria, I hold no judgment for that. Where I have a problem is when you inflict it upon other people and demand that you be accommodated for something that is of your own persuasion. For instance, for a parent to tell a minor child, you're just not in the right body. We need to change you. That's a sick and an abusive position to be in. The law says in every other aspect of that child's life that the child does not have capacity to make decisions and should be protected, should be allowed the right to grow up and make their own decisions in certain ways as an adult, cannot make medical decisions on their own, cannot drive till a certain point, cannot buy alcohol, cannot join the military, cannot vote. Do not in Alabama reach the age of majority until the age of 19. They cannot have sexual relations with an adult because that's considered statutory rape. Statutory in that is in the statutes that the age makes the difference of the child, because a minor child cannot be seen to have given consent for something, and that the adult is considered to be the person who had the sway over the child. And therefore, the adult is responsible. All that to say, what we're looking at right now, though, is a complete rewriting of the norms, and we're being told to live a lie. In the middle of all this, I will say, there's some moments. Like yesterday, I talked about the fact that you got that dude who identifies now as a woman, who ran as a guy in the New York City Marathon last year, who ran this past weekend in the London Marathon, and beat out 14,000 other women, and was proud, and took a medal. Just, you know, wow. But after granting an interview, standing there in his sports bra, a dude standing there in a sports bra with a rainbow flag, he announcing soon that he was about to be a granny, he was so excited. Okay, you know what? But then the backlash began, and now he's saying, look, if they want me to give my medals back, I'll say, okay, I'm fine, no problem. If they think I've stolen the place of a female runner, I don't mind giving the medal back because I'll just run again next year for charity. But I don't want to apologize. I didn't do anything wrong. Well, you don't do anything wrong until someone has the, you know, has no choice in experiencing loss because of you. So when a female athlete experiences loss of a scholarship or loss of a position on a national team or loss of an All-American title, guess what? They've experienced loss because you are living a lie. And biologically, you know it. And yet we're being told, get in line. You know, here in Alabama, we got an odd situation. One of the most conservative states in the nation. And we have, you know, very few means of what I would call school choice, which is still kind of antithetical to being a conservative state, I think. But nonetheless, one of the means by which we do have some school choice is the charter school law. Charter schools are not private schools. Charter schools are public schools. Are you aware that we have an LGBTQ charter school in Birmingham? Did you know that? It freaks people out when you tell them the first time. Did you know that, Boomer?
Nope, not till this morning.
I saw the look on your face. You saw it this morning when you were doing the resources with me?
Yep, I did.
So I am not at all for kids being bullied. And if the kids were bullied where they were before, that's a leadership issue. And schools need to do their job and uphold the existing laws and procedures and policies and safety provisions that are already in place. Bullying for any reason is wrong. But then do we continue to build a victimhood mentality by saying, listen, all of the gay kids can come to this school by themselves? Are you wanting to talk or what?
I was thinking about it.
Okay.
Well, isn't that just like the segregation thing of black schools, white schools, now trans schools, and all this other stuff?
Well, yeah, back in the day, even when they were still segregated, they would say, well, separate but equal, and it never was.
Right.
But in this case, they have self-segregated, and you look at it and go, why is that good? Now, let me ask you this. In our own minds, let's debate a minute. Both of us have kids that have experienced a Christian school environment.
Right.
But it was a private school.
Correct.
So, and then we're talking about right now school choice laws that would allow public dollars to go to a kid to even go to a private Christian school if the parents wanted them to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are we in the same mode here? Are we? I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Because I think in this time they're asking us to accept a worldview that is not based in reality. And they would say, some would say, well, I don't believe in your God, therefore that's your reality. But I still look at it and go, let's talk about societal norms. Let's talk about cultural mores. Let's talk about biology. Because a lot of the kids at this school now, it's called the Magic City Acceptance Academy, and I'm not asking for anybody to call them or go there. I'm not. In fact, I don't want you to. Let it be. But be aware. Because right now, public school dollars in Birmingham are going to the Magic City Acceptance Academy, and they pride themselves, no pun intended, they pride themselves on being the LGBTQ-affirming charter school. You caught that joke, didn't you? I didn't mean for it, but there it was. They just had their first prom last year. 11 seniors, several of which are identifying as transgender. And the kids say things like, you know, at my old school, I couldn't go to the bathroom by myself because I was afraid somebody would hurt me. Well, you were going to the bathroom that didn't belong to your sex. And there were people who didn't want you in that room because it freaked them out. They would say, they would never be leaving me alone, they said. And a gay student couldn't go to the prom with a same-sex date. Well, you probably could, but you were already in a school where bullying is not allowed. And so the thing is, what I find interesting is, in the Christian school environment, it's about everybody. And I've taught in a Christian school environment. Boomer, you went to Christian school.
Yeah.
My wife taught there. And there were a number of kids. I can remember Jewish kids and kids of other, you know, denominational faiths that didn't match the exact makeup of the school itself, but who went to school there, and none of them were denied anything. What's interesting here is at Magic City Acceptance Academy, it's never about the other kids. If someone was uncomfortable with you being in the bathroom with them because you're not of the same biological sex, it was their problem, not yours. You were the one asking them to deny reality and accept you immediately and allow you to be in their space. And that's a different story. Magic City Acceptance Academy, the Alabama State Department of Education, this article points out that I got from alabamaeducation.org. Does not have any policies or protections in place, it says, to specifically support LGBTQ students. They don't have to have them in place. They have policies to protect students. If you want to go ahead and start differentiating everybody by their demographic makeup or, for that matter, their biological claims, it's a whole new day. Okay, so now we should have, I don't know, what, Department of Education policies on how to handle, name your demographic, Asian students, black students, Hispanic students. You want a separate one apparently for gay students? It doesn't work like that. You have protections for students. The fact is, you just wanted more. You wanted people to condone everything about you living the lie that we believe you're living. I got more on this. I got a lot more. This is my rational basis discussion on living a lie and why we should be able to look at it, see it, and decide to just not agree with it. And you should not be allowed to then be persecuted for just choosing not to believe it, especially when we recognize that what it's really doing is living a lie. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. We're talking about number one of the Triple Dipper, Living a Lie. You said you had a text you wanted to read. What was that?
Yeah, it was a new texter, Bud, from North Alabama.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He says, they say to accept them for who they are when they could not accept who they were.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's deep.
That is deep.
That's deep. That's deep in brief form. That's great.
Right. Wow. Thank you, Bud.
Yeah, man. Bud, glad you're in the system. We got some other new text. I saw Ranger 4-3 from Atala.
Correct.
Cool. And then also Darlene K from Gadsden. I know who that is. I love that lady.
And then Michelle from Ohatchee,
Alabama. Oh, no kidding.
Yep.
Man, we're covered up around here in Northeast Alabama today.
Yeah, we are.
All right. Cool. We're adding new textures like by the minute, it seems like, right now.
Hotcakes.
So you're sure there's no limit to how many we can have in the system?
I'm 99% sure.
So you're saying there's a chance. Okay, no, that's all right. No, that's good. All right, that's great, man. That's cool. Y'all keep on texting on in. If you text in for the very first time, just text the word right side, and you'll get the automated message back that says, hey, right side ruffian, tell us who you are, where you're from. We'll plug you in the system. The number is 833-687-4448. Just a little bit more about that LGBTQ school that's a charter school in Birmingham. It's called the Magic City Acceptance Academy. They just had their first prom. And the article, the glowing article, multi-page article that we've got posted up on today's resources that just talks about what an amazing thing it was for the school to host a fundraiser in which teachers did drag dances. And you just look at that. Okay, that was not just a public library where some people brought their kids to see the drag queens. No, this was the school itself being paid for with tax dollars, and the faculty were the ones performing. I just find myself believing that this is something that if someone would just stop for a moment and think this through, they might go, you know, that's a really bad idea. But when you live in an environment where anything goes, but then you also find yourself thinking, these kids, though, and by the way, I don't hold any enmity toward them. I disagree with the lifestyle that they've chosen, and I disagree with the lifestyle that some of them are being foisted on them, I believe. And at the same time, I also recognize that in my view, in my worldview, in my faith view, I believe that God does not make mistakes. And so that when a child is born, male or female, it's because God said, that's the best one. I want that young man. I want that young lady. And I want that John, that Jane. I want them to grow up, to flourish, and I want them to be the best they can be. And I made them that way because it was important. So for a parent or another adult in their life to look at them and say, you know, you're just wrong. You're made wrong. You know, you just... We got to change you. We got to fix you. We got to medicate you. We got to cut parts off of you so that you can be right. That's, to me, that's abuse of the first order. That is undermining the ability of a child to ever feel anything but a victim. And this school, I mean, the first thing that happened, if you remember the gubernatorial election, Tim James was running for governor, and he put out a piece, he put out a campaign ad, and he said, why do we have a public school that is got transgender drag shows being foisted by, you know, faculty members? Why do we have that? Fair question. The school says they felt so threatened by it, they had to hire additional security. Did something ever happen? No. Did somebody go threaten them? No. Did bricks get thrown through their windows? No. None of that happened. But when you continue to perpetrate a victim mentality on everyone in the room, they believe they're always at risk. They believe they're always the victim. And they grow up to believe a victim because you've got them living the lie that they can't be right until they're fixed and they have to hunker down in a corner and live with other people who are just living the lie with them. That's sad. I got a few more on this. We'll wrap it up here in the next segment. Y'all stay with me. These are just Phil's musings, if you will, on a very important topic. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.
Radio.
You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios, local, state, national. Man, we cover all the issues, and like the dude just said, solid, conservative, just plain right. All right, well, let's continue this conversation. Living a lie, I'm calling it. There's an article I pulled today from hotair.com. Great piece. Once again, all these resources are up on the website. Go to the live stream portion of rightsideradio.org. Click on the resources. Every article you hear me rattling paper of, there's a link to it under their different triple dipper headlines. So hotair.com has a piece by David Strom called Insanity is Being Normalized. Great piece. Very, very thoughtful, very cogent. Starts off by saying, what if you destroy the norms and definitions that give shape to our lives and our basic understanding of the world? And he goes on to talk about the fact that's exactly what's happening. They are doing all that they can, the left, they're doing all that they can to change literally the idea that there are absolutes. And there's a couple of brief pieces here that I want to quote from his article. At one point he says, with regards to the living a lie gender bending that we're talking about right now, he said it really isn't about the gender theory, at least not only the gender theory. It's about undermining your basic understanding of how the universe works and replacing it with nothing really. Every concept is always in flux, always on the spectrum, and totally indefinable, literally indefinable. Gender theory is just very effective because, one, it empowers the shock troops. You've seen them. And, two, it really screws with your head on the most basic level. We know man and woman from basically the beginning of our lives. It's a foundational piece of knowledge. But if you can eliminate a category so basic, what can't you do? And that's a great question. Why are we seeing this rush to strip the world of true defining matters, base level issues, biology? He points out, too, he said he's even met some who will claim that gravity is really a social construct. Okay. Says gravity is a social construct. He said he had this conversation once with a critical theorist in grad school who claimed that gravity was an expression of white supremacy. But he says, but none of these people will jump out of windows believing they won't hit the ground. They don't act like they believe what they say because they don't. They simply change the definition of the words they say without cluing you in, and their goal is to create insanity in others. Insanity as in the dissociation of our lived experiences with that of reality. That's it, man. What they want you to do is live a lie, because at that point you have given in. You are willing to have the most basic matters of social normality, of sanity, of true reality, you're willing to have those just taken away from you. Well, guess what? If they can do that, they can change anything. And they can make light of it. And they can redefine what matters. There's a really sad story continuing here, getting back to our home state of Alabama, because you'd love to believe, by the way, we're in Alabama. This is happening in San Francisco, man. This is a Chicago thing. This is what they do up there in crazy Minnesota. How about this article? This was reported out of a California press, but it happened in Alabama last October, just a few months back. We're talking, what is that, 7 months ago, 6 months ago? A trans teen committed suicide, which is a horrible thing. God bless him. But the doctor at UAB that was discussing this, because UAB and Children's Hospital, both here in Alabama, same city in which we have the, you know, Magic City Acceptance Academy, gave a speech, and it was caught on tape, in which this doctor talks about, and I won't say the child's name, but the quote is, in the final days of 2014, a local 16-year-old stepped boldly in front of a tractor trailer, ending her life. Boldly. So at that point, what just happened was, it was a trans student. At that point, what happened is that UAB doctor, who I believe headed up part of the gender dysphoria clinic, is not only now in full acceptance mode of the alternative reality that says you can be that which you were not born, but she is also now saying, and it's bold to commit suicide when things don't go your way. And that person is a medical practitioner. And I would love to know how many of her, you know, patients are at risk. UAB, by the way, story from May of last year, talks about the fact that after we passed that VCAP bill, the Vulnerable Child and Protection Bill, Alabama being the first, by the way, your state of Alabama was the first one in the country to put one of those major bans in place on transgender therapies and surgeries against minors. Praise God. But nonetheless, Texas and Arkansas followed suit very soon. And of course, every one of them gets sued. But the story that I've got here from AL.com talks about the fact that Children's Hospital and UAB, they had to go ahead and stop doing what they were doing, and they were standing by waiting to see if they were going to be allowed to reconvene. But then you got Tennessee right to our north. They jumped on this year. Man, they went through it. So piece off the National Review dated today. Just so you know that as we question whether or not this reality being perpetrated upon us is a bunch of activists, understand this, it's also right now your government. Under the Biden administration, this is seen as the way we should go. This is seen as a thing we should fight for. We should make sure that we tell more kids that they are just not who they were supposed to be. We cannot possibly affirm them for how they were born. We have to affirm them for something they're not, so they constantly feel like they can never quite attain. Let's make sure we put the impossible task in front of them of being that thing which you just cannot be. The little boy wants to be a girl. The little girl wants to be a boy. That's okay, kid. We'll give you a lifetime of medical treatments and surgeries. It'll be great, and you will become a permanent victim for the rest of your life. But it's okay. We're there for you. Well, yesterday, Tennessee passed their bill just a few months ago. National Review has a piece that points out that just yesterday, the Biden Department of Justice filed suit against the state of Tennessee. Your government, your tax dollars, trying to mandate that states allow people to live a lie. The Department of Justice says submitted a court filing Wednesday challenging a Tennessee law that prohibits transgender surgical procedures and hormonal treatments for minors, intervening in an ongoing federal lawsuit asking the court to strike down the law before it takes effect on July 1st. The law was just signed in March by Tennessee Governor Bill Lee. They claim it violates the 14th Amendment's Equal Protection Clause, the DOJ argued. Left unchallenged, said the U.S. attorney, left unchallenged, it would prohibit transgender children from receiving health care that their medical providers and parents have determined to be medically necessary. Let's make sure we're clear. It's elective. There is no life-saving going on. When they say medically necessary or gender-affirming, what they're really saying is, we just want the elective. And oh, by the way, it's not gender-affirming, it's gender-revising. ACLU last week had filed suit, and now the Department of Justice has taken over and filed suit with them and joined the suit in an effort to shut down the law of the state of Tennessee. Just, you know, because that's what your government does right now. All that to say, folks, listen, here's the deal. Nothing about this show is ever designed to tell you that we hate anyone. No. And I hope that no one out there would ever construe that. Do we disagree? Absolutely. And we have a right to disagree. But I will say this. As an attorney, I'll just tell you, in legal parlance, there are times when I go to court and I know that there's an issue of burden of proof, and the burden of proof is on one side or the other. I don't walk in every time with the burden of proof being on me. Sometimes it's the claims made by the other side, and the law says the burden of proof is on them. In this case, I would say that those who believe that the reality has to shift, and that somehow now we've finally discovered that men can be women and women can be men, I would say the burden of proof is on them. But they can't prove it, so they just demand it. And we, as citizens who believe in conservative and even Christian policies that say, no, that's not good. No, that's not right. No, that's not reality. We cannot sit idly by and just go, okay, we'll go along to get along, because when you do, you lose. because they won't be satisfied there. Because if they can change the very basis of biological determination, if they can look you in the eye and say, all those things that you know to be true, they're not. If they can do that when it comes to who's male, who's female, they can do it about anything. Because then there are no absolutes. All right, that one was bottled up inside me and it had to get out, man. But let's do this. We're going to take a break right now. We'll come right back. I got to go to the text lines because it apparently blew up again. And then coming up bottom of the half hour, you're going to want to stay tuned because this is where we have a lot of fun. Boomer McQueen, 3:30. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, saving the world one soundbite at a time. Hey, just be mindful of the fact that coming up here in just a little bit, like what, 10 minutes, we'll be on the air for Boomer and McQueen. You're going to want to be a part of that. Man, the text lines blew up, so I will try to jump on those. But first, I have a phone call. Go to line one, Dorothy Huntsville. How are you?
All right. I've been home today, but I have a few questions about something coming to town here.
Okay.
Did you know there's a drag show coming to Huntsville?
Well, is it a drag show or is it a drag show for kids?
Yeah, like RuPaul drag show, you know, where they all dress up in like, you know, Vegas style. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm just wondering if it's to the age restricted and if there are any minor children in this. Now, recently on the scroll, I saw something pop up, Liv from TikTok, and there was a 13-year-old boy dressed up, you know, like a woman, had long braided hair and was swinging his, you know, head and hair around and, you know, in a stripper-looking outfit. And there were adult people cheering this on, men. And I didn't know if this was like a fashion show. It looked like possibly it was like a runway.
I don't know, Dorothy. I mean, I think the reality is if it's an adult show, I mean, there's not much we can say about that because there wouldn't be a violation of the law. If they're bringing minor kids into it, I don't know the answer to that. I've not been looking at, you know, I've not been studying up on what's coming to Huntsville. But if you're telling me they've got it like at a public library for a drag queen story hour, or if they've got some other, you know, bring your children family friendly drag show, that's different.
Well, it's I know Tennessee's banned this. I mean, is it age restricted? It's considered a cabaret, which is adult entertainment. So, I mean, if this is coming to Huntsville, you know, it should be age-restricted, and there shouldn't be any minor children in this. I mean, I'd have the FBI raid the tour to see, what, you know, who all is in there.
Well, I would agree with you that it has to be age-restricted. It should be. And there's a constant trend to try and, you know, break all societal norms on this stuff. But if you find out that it's being touted as bring your kids, your minor children, let me know, all right? Hey, Dorothy, thanks for the call. I appreciate it very much. Mm-hmm. Got a bunch of texts, man. Wow. We got so many new texters today all at one time. Cameron from Decatur is a brand new texter. We appreciate it. Is Elroy from Huntsville, is that also new? It is. Elroy from Huntsville says, hey, Phil, regarding the school choice bill, can we just what is he saying? Oh, can we just primary every, he says, every jackass involved in playing these games? I'm a teacher in the Huntsville area, and I want school choice, but not giving Alabama parents what they want is jackassery. So I think what I'm hearing from Elroy from Huntsville is that he's agreeing that school choice is the way to go. So appreciate you, Elroy. Thank you. Glad you're in the audience. Amanda from Decatur, you are not. What is happening right there? Is this a long? I got a long series of texts and I can't tell what they're trying to tell me. And then you're not 16, you are 30. I don't know what that means. Okay, but nonetheless, thank you, Amanda. Appreciate you. Michelle from Huntsville, Phil, I suggest if men are offended by their male by their male parts and want a trans, would we just send them ASAP to Lorena Bobbitt? I'm not even going down that road no more. I'm done with that one. All right, Chris from Hartsville, brand spanking new in the text line. Glad to have you, Chris from Hartsville. Jeff from Indiana just took some pictures of the rocket as he was driving by. is still there. They're redoing that whole rest stop, but that rocket still stands. Thank you, Jeff Rowe. John from Huntsville says, "Living a lie sounds like the autobiography of Joe Biden." Okay. Who else we got in here? Michelle from Mohatchie says, "This stuff is absolutely ridiculous. So what happens when my five-year-old grandson goes to school and tells me he wants to be a lizard today? And tomorrow he wants to dress up like a girl. I mean, where's the common sense of these people? Kids have vivid imaginations. They have no idea what half of this trans stuff means anyway." Great point. I mean, Boomer, your little guy couldn't find his shoes some days, I'm sure.
Oh, that's yeah, he puts on two different shoes all the time.
Yeah, it happens.
Yeah.
That's what parents are for, is to lovingly redirect, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. March yourself back in there and get the two blue shoes, please, right now. Yeah, this just goes on and on. The text line's just covered up. John from Brownsboro says, person who produces sperm, person who produces eggs. I think there's a couple of words for that, male, female. Indeed. Two words, male, female. Sandy from Elkmont says, the only way I can wrap my mind around the liberal left ideology, Romans 1:28, even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind to do things which they are not fitting. He did. There's a lot of things that we could find in Scripture that look a lot like what we're seeing today, and they ain't good. Thank you, Sandy. Bob from Athens, I'm going to have my Greyhound identify as a track star. Okay.
I like that.
I do too. That one gets a little applause. Let's applaud that one. I think that was worthy of. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you, Bob from Athens, in the area all day. Thank you very much. Brad from Limestone says, working from home equals right side radio on the big TV in the background. Ooh. Appreciate you, Brad. Thank you very much. Thumbs up for you, Brad, right there in the camera. Dan from Rogersville, formerly from Chicago, he says, seeing the rocket out there lets my wife and I know that we are home sweet home. He says, I also appreciate history. Thank you. We're going to have a whole conversation on that top of the 4 o'clock hour. JT from Lacey Springs, rest stop rocket, just another attempt, sadly, to put history on a chopping block. Okay. JT from Lacey Springs is for the rocket. So we clarify.
JT is for the rocket.
Right.
For the rocket.
Yes, that too. That and the rocket. Ike from Somerville says, if it were a woke or racist, they would want to get rid of it. Save the rocket. Yeah. Bruce from Hazel Green, you had it right, Phil. Chuckleheads are the people down in Montgomery. They don't want to spend money on things that are important. Save the rocket. TL from Huntsville, if we don't save the Saturn 1B, Colorado will use it as an excuse to complain all the more about Alabama getting Space Force. You know?
Ooh,
they don't even care about their history. Don't let them have Space Command.
They'll say that.
They're already saying it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mike from Athens, can we just call it the woke rocket and then we can have funding for days and days? See, that one deserves some applause too, I'm pretty sure. Just go ahead. In fact, I am pretty sure, Boomer, I'm pretty sure that one sizzled, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, it did.
Yeah.
I don't have time to do the sizzle.
We don't?
Nope, because I'm playing music.
Oh, crap. All right. All right. No. All right. We got Save the Rocket from Kevin from Hartsville. Scott from Athens says, if we could just get Elon Musk's attention with a GoFundMe, save the rocket. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.